Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Could we really have peace on Earth for the holidays? Wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be amazing.
9:07 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Trump Army Secretary meets Russians in Abu Dhabi after the U.S.-Ukraine agree to a 19-point peace plan. And let's start out with more points than that. Was it 21?
Well, you know, you got to whittle them down sometimes.
Okay. The Trump administration's Army Secretary sat down Tuesday with Russian officials in Abu Dhabi to present a slim down. Yeah, see, there you go. Slim down plan. They put it on Wegovy. Mm-hmm. Slim the plan right on down. And that'll end Moscow's 33-month-old invasion, hopefully. Dan Driscoll arrived in the Middle East after representatives from Washington and Kyiv hammered out a revised framework to end Europe's deadliest conflict since World War II.
Wow.
Yep. The Ukrainians have agreed to a peace deal, a U.S. official said. There's some minor details sorted out, but they've agreed to a peace deal. What was my promo for yesterday? I'm the man who has the vision.
Yes.
I said it.
Wow.
I think they're going to settle this thing soon because Zelensky is, you know, not in a great position right now because of the corruption and stuff that was going on in his part of his group, so to speak.
Yeah, you're just a regular Nostradamus or something. You can see the future.
See the future.
Yeah.
You read the stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The Ukrainians, yep, they have agreed. So what do they got to do? They got to bring it to Putin, I guess, and see if he's okay. The new plan, said to include about 19 points, no longer includes the requirement that Ukraine give up all of its eastern Donbass region to Russia. That was one of the most contentious elements of the 28-point framework Driscoll presented to Ukrainian President Zelensky last week. All right, so it was 28 points, down to 19.
Wow, okay.
Now you just have to hope that Putin will agree to it.
All right.
And then go from there. Late Monday throughout Tuesday, Secretary Driscoll and the team have been in discussions with the Russian delegation to achieve a lasting peace in Ukraine. The talks are going well. We remain optimistic. Secretary Driscoll is closely synchronized with the White House. Synchronized watches on my count. And now. Okay. Everybody got it?
Yep.
Around the same time?
Yep.
Yeah. They're optimistic. And I feel pretty good about it. I do. These things, though, don't always, you know, sometimes there's a little glitch, a little bump in the road. The new plan also eliminates a requirement that Ukraine give up any ambition of joining NATO, a concession sought by the Russian president ahead of his February 22 invasion. Following weekend talks between U.S. and Ukrainian officials in Geneva, Zelensky predicted on X that Russia would try to derail this opportunity for an agreement and prolong the war. Well, there's always that chance, but you got to keep trying. This is so much better than the previous administration. Joe Biden didn't even talk. Didn't ever have a conversation with Putin.
None.
I mean, is that crazy? Just that in itself. I'm not saying you got to get along or be friends or anything, but
you're a world
leader. You should
leader?
Be communicating at some level.
Well, even if there wasn't a war going on, don't you think you should talk to the leader in Russia once in a while?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yes.
Yeah, but he was too busy with Zelensky and Xi, his best buddy, and, you know, auto pen.
Oh, you're saying Biden was too busy?
Yes.
Well, number one thing on his schedule was nap.
Well, true.
It was listed four different times during the day. Multiple U.S. and Ukrainian officials said Monday the initial plan amounted to a Russian wish list to end the war that bore little resemblance to the revisions hammered out in Geneva. Look, they're going to go back and forth on this, but let's hope for the best. They're working on it. That's the important thing. Working, working, working. And hopefully we'll have a peaceful solution. So we might have peace on earth. Goodwill toward men.
We'll take that.
This holiday season. How often does that happen?
Not as often as we'd like.
No. The Group of 20, the G20 summit in Johannesburg, or is it Johannesburg? Do you say the J?
Depends where you're from, probably.
Johan. Anyway.
I think I say the J, Johannesburg. Yeah, I say the J.
Johannesburg.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We're Americans. We can say it however we want.
We can just...
We butchered the English language. We'll butcher yours.
No,
get in line,
no
pal.
Problem at all.
Get in line, Chuck. Anyway, this began on Saturday, the Group of 20. I haven't heard anything about it. Have you?
It's been
How come we're not talking about it?
Because it's really not that interesting.
Why? Because we're not there.
I know.
Yeah.
We're Americans. We don't care what they all do. It's all about us.
Well, we used to go to those, didn't we?
Yeah, but we're not the only ones. There's a few that skipped out this year. It's not the big deal it used to be.
China's state-run Global Times gave coverage to Saturday's opening, despite the fact that the Chinese dictator being one of the leaders who skipped the summit.
See?
So if you don't have China and you don't have the U.S. there, doesn't seem to maybe carry as much weight as it would. So... I don't know what they hope to achieve from this whole thing. I think the big message coming out of this G20 is that despite the geopolitical bullying that exists, despite the power of the U.S., the countries can come together and still get stuff done. And that is one of the senior directors who has told the New York Times that on Sunday. Anyway.
That's what I would say if I were them. Yeah. The big guys didn't show up, but yeah, we can still do stuff.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's like one of the reasons why we're doing things effectively and working on peace, is because of the power of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
They also, I mean, they're still, you know, look, many of the European leaders are very, very happy that Trump is in there, but there's still going to be some that are going to be resistant. And there's still a little bit of, if you're being honest, there's a little envy, jealous thing that's been going on and simmering probably forever about, you know, America and how great we are. And I think that sticks in their craw just a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, it does.
All right. One of the things we'll be looking forward to really next week after the holiday, the Trump White House is expected to unveil a healthcare policy framework, and it's supposed to lower costs and extend the expiring Obamacare subsidies. So we'll have to really kind of take a look at that and try to digest it and figure out is this the right plan of attack?
Mm.
I mean, we're still going to keep, you know, Obamacare and a lot of its financial help that it's going to always need. It's always going to need that. It can't stand on its own. We were told it would. We knew it wouldn't.
Oh, no.
And it hasn't. So, I mean, hopefully this will be important to put something out that it has to be understandable, workable, has to make sense, and then you've got to sell it to the American people because this could be a major issue as we approach the midterms. 9:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. 30 minutes away from things that make you smile, 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
We cover so much on the Bob Rose Show, and we still find more. Good morning and welcome. It is 9:21, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes! No soup for you! No soup for you! Remember that one? Seinfeld?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Huge.
It was.
Yep.
Now it's, why you bite the hand that feeds you soup?
Kind of a long line.
Guy that works for Campbell's Soup is caught on like video audio saying basically that their soup sucks. He's an executive with Campbell's.
Well, is or was?
Was.
Mm.
A lawsuit has claimed a Campbell's Soup executive called its product food for poor people and dismissing it as bioengineered meat, and nobody would be caught dead eating. Wow. Filed in Michigan last week by Robert Garza, former cybersecurity analyst for the company, the lawsuit claims that Campbell's executive Martin Bally made the offensive remarks during a meeting November of 24th, which was intended to discuss his salary. According to the lawsuit, Bally made several comments about Indian workers and said that Campbell's is highly processed food for poor people. Mm. Garza then informed his manager about the comments on January 10th, and the manager did not encourage him to report the incident to human resources. Well, guess what? It ended up on TV.
Whoops.
Yeah. The company was caught flat-footed. They had no awareness of the recording that aired on a Detroit television station. The company said that Bally, vice president and chief information security officer, will be on leave during an investigation. They said he'll be left on simmer during the investigation. Yes.
Oh, man. That was not smart.
would you do that? And I'm not going to say, because some of the language was not good, but he says, you know, we have this blank for blanking poor people and blank. And well, here's wow. kind of an interesting takeaway. Okay, so here in Florida, we've got the Attorney General, James Othmeyer, who we've met and spoke at Valor. Seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
And he posted this on X. The State Consumer Protection Division will be investigating the quality of Campbell's products. You think, well, okay, what would the purpose of that be? Well, remember, we had the Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson, on. Well, he's a regular guest.
Yeah.
And I remember when him talking about that lab-grown meat.
Ugh,
that
gross.
Absolutely, we're not going to allow it in Florida. And they put the legislation through, and absolutely not. No lab-grown meat in
right.
Florida. And is that what they're using in the soup? I'm not saying they are,
but
that's the question mark.
Bioengineered makes you think.
Well, it opens that door for sure,
yes,
right?
It does. Or opens a can.
That too.
Mm-hmm.
Florida law bans lab-grown meat. Our Consumer Protection Division is launching an investigation and will demand answers from Campbell's. If the comments were in fact made, they are unacceptable, the company said. We're proud of the food we make, high quality ingredients that we use, and the comments on the recording are not only inaccurate, they're patently absurd. The company went on and further, you know, defended the quality of their food products, et cetera, et cetera. But the AG kind of looking into it and making sure.
Well, good. That's good. I'm glad somebody brought it to his attention or he caught it.
Meat in a can?
Yeah.
That's okay. Meat from a test tube? Not okay.
Not so tasty now.
Yeah. It might be. I don't know.
Well, it tastes good. Probably not good for you.
Well, that could be too.
Yeah. And it just sounds gross. So.
Hey, Trump was right.
Again?
Yes.
What now?
This is number 236 in the things Trump was right about.
For those of you keeping score at home.
On Monday, President Donald Trump jumped to his Truth Social account to praise Shedeur Sanders' excellent NFL start, telling the world, I told you so.
Hmm.
This is the 23-year-old quarterback who had a significant career highlight when he won his first game as a starter in the pros, 24-10 over the Raiders. Trump was, he's all in on this guy.
Yeah.
And, yep, he is Shedeur Sanders. Is going to be the starter in Cleveland. The former Colorado player went for 209 yards, completing 11 of 20 passes, touchdown pass, one interception. And with that, he became the first Browns rookie quarterback to win his first start since 1995. And I'm just guessing Bernie Kosar, maybe? Sanders was drafted by the Cleveland Browns this season in the fifth round. Remember, he got a little ahead of himself.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he did.
Well, you know... His daddy is, you know, Neon Deion, Primetime Sanders,
yeah,
bigger than life.
A little bit.
And although that's, you know, that shtick.
Sure.
He's a good man by all accounts. But, his son, you know, maybe took a page out of his dad's earlier cockier days, and that probably hurt him, but now he's getting a real chance to prove himself, because fifth round, I think he was supposed to go maybe first or second round, something like that, third, at the worst. But anyway, many have bashed Sanders as arrogant and entitled, but that he has led others to accuse critics in the NFL itself of being racist. Indeed, Sanders' own mother attacked her son's critics and called criticism of her son cancerous.
Ooh.
Yep. But he's also had many supporters. And most importantly, he's got the Trumpster on his side.
The Donald.
That's right.
That's
who
awesome.
Predicted.
Yeah.
Yep. He said, I told you so.
He says that a lot.
He does.
Well, hey, you're right, you're right.
So he'll be a starter in week 13 when they face San Francisco. 9:27 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about that and more headlines and information on this Trash Talkin' Tuesday, brought to you by Florence Recycling. It continues next on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:36. Coming up in a little bit, we'll have things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts, brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So start thinking about some positive thoughts. All right. Leslie Headland, creator of the critical and ratings disaster Star Wars The Acolyte, is lashing out at racist and sexist Star Wars fans. What? And blames them, at least in part, for the quick and brutal cancellation of her lousy show. What is it with this? You've got to call people names because they disagree or not entertained by your ideas? Why would you...
That's been their pattern lately. It's like, if you don't like my movie, then you must be, and then they call you all these names. It's like, that's where they've gone. It's like, no, maybe we're not interested.
It's like Cuomo blaming Sliwa for losing to Mondani, but even if he had every single vote cast for Sliwa, he still would have lost. But yet they have to somehow point this finger of blame. So anyway, she went on and said, you don't have to tell me who's talking about it or how bad it is online. I know exactly who they are. I supported them on Patreon. There are some of them that I respect, and there are some of them that I think are absolutely snake oil salesmen, just opportunists. Then, of course, there are the fascists and the racists. Now, she's talking about Star Wars fans.
Well, maybe. Now here's a crazy thought for you. Maybe you've done too many, you've gotten too woke, you've gotten too weird, you've watered it way down, and it should have ended about 5 episodes ago. Now, just tossing that out there as a thought. You know, it could be. It doesn't mean they're all fascist and racist.
Right. Exactly.
Come on.
But, look, and I guess I don't know anything about Star Wars The Acolyte. I mean...
Well, that's kind of my point, too. If you don't follow them, they're not what they used to be.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed the first couple.
Yeah.
Then after that, it was just, I mean, it just wasn't my thing.
Yeah,
and then they change all the change too much, I guess.
Well, and it doesn't help when your Mark Hamill's of the world have to just come out and be just real jerks, you know, politically in the public. That doesn't
help
either.
Yeah, I'd like to take that laser light to his...
Anyway, what else you got over there?
Kevin Spacey, remember we were talking about him, actor House of Cards? He's a very good actor.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, he's had some personal issues in his life, and he was accused of some things, and but, you know, those charges were dropped or whatever. But he's been kind of blackballed by Hollywood, apparently, and having trouble finding work. Well, The Telegraph out of the United Kingdom, you know, they were writing a piece about him, and the headline was a little ridiculous. It talked about him being homeless.
Right.
And maybe that's clickbait or whatever, because I was interested in it as well, and so was Greg. We're like, what do you mean homeless? Mm-hmm. Staying in Airbnbs and hotels. I go, well, that's not exactly homeless.
Right.
The entertainment media exploded on Wednesday with news that actor Kevin Spacey is living a life of homelessness. But this weekend, Spacey has spoken out to knock those rumors down and scolding the media for running with misleading headlines just for clicks. Last week, a long interview with Spacey was published by the UK Telegraph, and the headline, blaring, Kevin Spacey interview, homeless, canceled, and crooning in Cyprus. The paper's characterization of journalist Mick Brown's interview was instantly picked up by the greater media, with nearly every media outlet reporting that Spacey is homeless.
Oh, wow.
The story seemed to make perfect sense. After all, Spacey himself has said that nearly all of his income is going out in the wake of millions he now owes thanks to a series of devastating sexual harassment lawsuits. Last year, Spacey broke down in tears during an interview with Piers Morgan as he talked about the millions he owes in legal debt from battling hashtag MeToo and sexual assault allegations in court. And with the financial bleeding still ongoing, Spacey told The Telegraph last week that he no longer has a specific permanent home right now. Yeah, and I mean, we shared the story with you. And yeah, I wondered if he was trying to get some sort of sympathy but with that headline, but apparently he had nothing to do with it, and in fact was really irritated with that, and said that, you know, they're just doing that for clicks.
Shocking.
So he was, so he was a little upset, but you know what? He's getting his name out there, and more people talk about it. Maybe it'll provide an opportunity for him to act again.
But you're right. He is a very talented actor. No
doubt. Oh, that House of Cards, man.
He's good.
That it's too scary how that reflects a lot of things that go on in D.C. to I've heard.
Yeah.
Because I've been fortunate not to have to get into that circle.
Mm-hmm.
One of your top stories of the whole day, really, has been this judge that has stepped up and said, oh, James Comey and Letitia James... Yeah, no, you're off the hook for now.
Amazing.
U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi demanded legal action Monday against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James, speaking at an event in Memphis where she was highlighting the work of the City Safe Task Force. Bondi's comments came after the U.S. District Judge Cameron Curry dismissed the criminal indictments against Comey and James and ruled that the prosecutor who brought the cases, Lindsay Halligan, had not been lawfully appointed. The judge agreed with Comey's defense, which argued that Halligan's appointment as interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia was invalid, meaning the indictments were defective. We're all taking all available legal action, including an immediate appeal, to hold Letitia James and James Comey accountable for their unlawful conduct. I mean, this is a guy who weaponized the FBI. This is a guy who was really going after Donald J. Trump. And this is what he said after finding out that, well, at least he's off the hook for now.
This case mattered to me personally, obviously, but it matters most because a message has to be sent that the President of the United States cannot use the Department of Justice to target his political enemies.
Yeah, only the FBI director can do that, right, James?
Apparently.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Yeah. You know, hate is a strong word, but I don't care for him.
Not a bit, no.
No. Mm-mm. No, not a fan.
If we could just send him up the river permanently,
At least for a good long stretch.
Yeah.
So hopefully Pam Bondi and DOJ, they'll come up with something and make sure that it is filed with all the I's dotted, T's crossed, etc. I mean, Comey's defense, I mean, I don't know how they found that little tiny little loophole, but they did.
Wow.
And we'll see what happens moving forward in the future. Ukraine agrees to deal. This is the peace deal, but I think the holdout has been Russia, right? Because that's I reported this, and
well, Ukraine had issues with the whole land part of it. I know that was holding them up a little bit.
Yeah, but maybe you were busy doing the
they did give
some of the
part?
Feeds.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, remember when they said it went from like 28 counts down to 19?
So that was in there.
Yes.
Okay.
So that we had that before Fox News had it. And it was breaking news that Ukraine has agreed. Now they have to get Putin to agree, and that's exactly who they're talking to. Well, they're talking to the Russian delegation right now. Hopefully they can iron something out, and we can get a ceasefire and promote and push peace.
It'd be nice.
Just in time to celebrate the birth of the Savior of the world, Jesus. Remember the reason for the season?
I heard that somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
Sneaking right up on us.
People forget. It's like, right after Thanksgiving, it's like.
Every year, right there. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not like, it's 4 weeks, but it's not like four normal weeks.
Mm-mm.
No, it isn't.
No.
It just goes very quickly. Unlike.
Yeah.
This week. Now, I know I've been a little under the weather, so.
Yeah.
You know, maybe time passes a little bit slower, but. Really? It is like, Greg said it earlier, like it feels like a Wednesday at least.
Mm-hmm. It does.
And when you start the week, you go, 3 day work week, man. We're going to be out of here.
Yeah.
And then it's just,
Well, but we're trying to do like 7 days of work in 3 days.
That's not fair. It's not right.
It's
and I'm going to talk to my union rep.
Yeah.
It's like, why am I doing all that work? It's not really a day off if I'm working extra hours.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? I know. I know my boss. I know he's going to text me.
He's
I know I don't work
eyes.
40 hours.
Yeah.
But you have no idea the amount of prep I do for my lazy boy every day, boss.
That's right.
It adds up to more than 40 hours total.
He
overall.
Lays there and his lazy boy, he closes his eyes and he just thinks about things to talk about.
No. I'm constantly scanning, looking for new, fresh information, checking sources, double checking, making calls, texting. Playing on Facebook. I'm doing it all.
That was pretty impressive.
Thank you. Although, of it was slightly exaggerated.
Well, most of that's actually what I do, but that's beside the
Wow! Oh, truth teller. Keep it up. Keep it up, pal. I just started this whole thing with, I haven't been feeling well. I'm under the weather.
Oh, yeah.
There's Greg with his boot on my neck. Thanks, Greg.
Yeah, but your neck wasn't hurting.
It is now.
Well, man, that's not fun.
All right. What else we got going on here? I don't know. I'm ready to mail it all in. I guess that's not the attitude you're supposed to have.
Well, you're not supposed to say it.
Yeah,
if you do it and fake it, that's one thing, but you probably shouldn't, like.
But I always say what's on my mind. That's what.
I know.
That's why they love us, Greg.
Is that it?
Because we're real.
Well, that's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
You think Shawnee Boy is out there mowing his own lawn? Heck no.
Washing his own Jeeps?
No.
No. Uh-uh. Ain't happening.
No.
What was it the other day he was talking about something he did or was doing? And we were like, yeah, right. You pay somebody to do that.
Right.
We're not falling for that.
Oh, he was worried about how much his cell phone bill was?
That one too, yeah.
Dude makes
really?
Like, I don't know, $8 to $10 million a year or something. And, and look, God bless him.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I, you know.
But you can't act, you can't be all poor mouth when you're breaking in that kind of money.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be.
Yeah.
But I mean, look, wasn't like Rush was driving around on a tractor.
No. No, but he was wanting you to buy one.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny, though.
But we try to be users
we
of
are.
The products.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Because it makes our life better.
Better?
Better?
Yeah.
What were you saying?
Nothing. I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Time is flying by this morning, though. All of a sudden, it's like,
Let's see. I want to.
I'm still looking at the list of things I got to do when the show's over. That's my anxiety side, but I'll get over it.
Oh, don't worry. We'll talk to the boss first, and then.
Then the list can
begin.
We
will take on the heavy, heavy burden and list and delve back into the salt mine and produce copious amounts of commercial content.
But we will smile while doing all of that.
Thanks for turning that around, Greg. That was excellent.
Thank you.
Things That Make You Smile is coming up next, and you hear it. We need something to smile about. So call in now. What? Brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now with a positive, upbeat thought. You can do it. Non-political. 877-975-9825. Well, good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for Things That Make You Smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive thoughts, count your blessings kind of a thing, and call in now. It's brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Our number is 877-975-9825. Call in now. And Michael, what's making you smile?
Well, last Saturday, my brother turned 65, and for his birthday, I ordered a AAA Plus 100-mile tow card for him, and he received it on his birthday, and that's making me smile.
That's a very helpful gift.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very thoughtful.
Practical is good a lot of times for gifts.
Heck, yeah.
I like that.
Nobody wants to be stranded.
No.
Yeah. Let's go to Richard. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Hey, Bob, as y'all know, I had my quadruple bypass surgery back at the end of September. I'm away to recovering, and I'm glad to be here with my family and my dogs and for God for showing me all these blessings and everyone in my life that got me to here. And I'm going back to work next Monday. Yay.
Wow.
Yeah. You know you've been out for a while.
Yeah.
And you're very appreciative of being healthy again when you're looking forward to going back. Like, I can't wait to get back to work. That's awesome, Richard. Congratulations.
Well.
All right.
Good to see that he's up and about and feeling better. That's awesome.
Buy a tree, change a life. We've talked about that. It is going on. Look for them at Newberry, right there by the Welcome to Newberry sign, and then in Trenton on North Main Street. All their proceeds go to some great charities. Okay, so if you're in that neighborhood, check them out. Coming up, it's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. The golden age of travel starts with all of us, says Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary. He said, yep, the affordability of gas prices as the holiday season kicks off at this is a record low, and we can be thankful for a more affordable holiday season. President Trump's policies are working to make Americans' Thanksgiving more affordable this year, from their commute right down to the dinner table. Yep, and I like that. I like winning, and I believe President Trump is making America great again. We do have so much to be thankful for, and that's your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.